Zainab, if it was the case, if they did follow you following your statement that you made at this forum, how does it make you feel that this kind of attack is meted out for you just expressing a personal view?
I decided to move beyond my anger and to try to understand why they would resort to violence based on a very innocent statement that spoke about a writer's writing style. So I felt, and I still do feel very sad because my book launch, which I was looking forward to so much for so many years, was cancelled.
So what kind of content do you handle in your own writing?
The genre is largely literary fiction, which is mystical realism. It is similar to the type of writing of Arundhati Roy and a slight slant towards Salman Rushdie's poetic writing style. The content I've handled has been the breaking of taboos and the bringing out of secrets, bringing out of the injustices in the society that I live in. That is purely what I handle in my literary content. I don't write very mainstream sort of popcorn romance novels or anything like that now.
So do you think there might be a sector of the readership out there who don't respond to your work?
Well, most definitely. I mean, you can't expect every single person out there to love your work and to understand be appreciative of what you're writing. But as a creative agent, you write what you feel is your voice.
Now, this incident is pretty significant in terms of freedom of expression and thought. As a writer, where does this sit with you?
Well, I do tackle these issues in my writing, in my short stories and in my novel, including the articles that I've put out as well on various platforms. The very, very strong thread that follows my entire literary career is that we as a community, and by community I don't mean a sector or an insular Indian community or anything of that sort. I mean as a community of human beings, we need to not hide and we need to speak. And so I'm very, very a huge advocate for freedom of speech.
Will this incident deter you from continuing to speak out?
I, first and foremost in my mind is healing from this incident and also ensuring the safety and security of my family. I'm greatly disappointed. I've been told not to attend my daughter's first swimming gala this morning because she goes to a largely Islamic school. So these things are first and foremost in my mind. I am working on various other novels, and I don't think that this will color the voice that I want to put out in these novels, and I will continue to write in the same vein that I've always written.